Okay, councillors, if you would, please.
So inspire that wise decisions are made in all things. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of Council, I respectfully acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay our respects to elders past, present, and future. Thank you, councillors. We've got no apologies. Are there any declarations of interest? Well, I have one in regard to close the CHC cafe expression of interest. So I'll be leaving the meeting during that. Not pecuniary significant interest. Okay, we'll move on to the business phase. The confirmation of the minutes held on the 29th of June. Someone like to move that? Councillor Peard, Councillor Mockler, are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put all those in favour. Against, carried. The first item on the agenda is the Guild Library Hut, Save Our Public Toilets petition. There is a recommendation there from staff.
Mr. Mayor, can I suggest an amendment to the recommendation that we currently stand?
Yep, please.
In relation to suggesting delete resolution one and in its place we have what's up here on the screen.
Would you like to read it for us?
Yeah. The matters which are referred to in the petition and written submissions. Sorry, council notes, should read. I should start again. It should read, the matters which are referred to in the petition and written submissions have been fully considered by council, noting number one, extensive previous community stakeholder consultation, number two, that the Guild Library Hub and Plaza upgrade project involves relocation of the existing toilet block, number three, that the demolition and relocation costs are fully funded without any cost to ratepayers. Number four, that the toilet facilities in the Plaza precinct will continue to remain for the convenience of residents and travelling public with seating spaces enhanced.
So you're moving that, Councillor Mockler?
Yeah, just at the start it should read, no, that's right, that's correct, that's yes.
Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Mockler.
Have a second, Mr.
Mayor. And with numbers two and three to remain as is.
Councillor Mockler, seconded by Councillor Walker. Do you wish to speak to that?
Yeah, I do, Mr. Mayor. I should acknowledge and thank Mr. Maxell for his presentation previously and also today. And I just want to stress that I respect those who have made submissions in support of the petition and the matters that have been articulated in relation to both the submissions and the petition itself and those who have contributed to that. I acknowledge that everyone is entitled to express their personal opinion and their position in relation to matters such as this. With respect to those who have signed the petition and those who took time to express their views, there's a bigger picture to this development, which has two main elements, as Max has acknowledged, the Guild Library Hub and the Plaza upgrade. And again, I say with no disrespect, but I don't accept nor agree the basis of the subjective reasons articulated, and I won't go into the reasons for that as such, but I think it's necessary. I'm just outlining my position for us to consider. Reference has been made to outside hand basins, and in the plan that's before council today, there is a hand basin within, I think, the All Abilities facility accessing from the plaza. And likewise, there are hand basins in, I think, most of, if not all of the toilet facilities within the development hub. From my perspective, I believe that the DA is supported in all respects in accordance with the attached independent reports, assessments and plans. This is not simply a matter of demolition of the existing toilet blocks blocking the plaza, which is a fundamental basis of the petition. It is a relocation, with respect, wasn't mentioned openly, at least in the petition itself, and which I think was an oversight. This is a major precinct upgrade, which is fully funded. In my view, council has undertaken comprehensive consultation. I think that dates back to about November, December last year, and has resolved to adopt the concept for the projects which are currently being progressed and moving forward. I just remind everyone that council resolved based on a comprehensive report at the 20th of April 2021 meeting. They resolved as follows, and I quote, that progress with the Gilgandra Library Hub project be noted. Number two, that the council endorsed plan DT-02, dated 14 April 2021, to proceed with detailed design and development approvals. Now, I appreciate that representations and the concept of the petition probably emerged thereafter, and again, I respect people's entitlement to have that say, but from a council perspective, we took a position back in April 2021, and in my view, and again, with no disrespect to the submissions and the petition, nothing much in terms of the intent of the project has changed. And from a personal perspective, I am actually unable to reconcile, as a community representative, the contrast in a number of those involved who contributed to the consultation process and the number of people who signed the petition. In my view, there's a disproportionate number who signed the petition who may or may not have contributed to the community consultation. And I acknowledge Max's presentation today that in terms of the Gill Hub, no great issue with that subject, the toilet block issues. So that the DA in principle has support. But I don't accept Max's position and submission that the majority of the community, and correct me if I don't wish to misquote you, Max, I think you said the majority of the community that do not support the demolition of the toilet. So it's on that basis that I've made the recommendations in relation to resolution one.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Are there any speakers against the resolution? Are there any alternative speakers for?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think I just should just add the comment that I think Councillor Mockler probably added a lot of content there, really in relation to the development itself, and not. I know it is also in conjunction with the Save Our Toilet, you know, petition, but. I really do support his position, and I thank him for his work that he's put forward into that.
Right, okay, councillors, there's no further discussion. I'll put to the vote. All those in favour, raise your right hand. All those against, I declare the motion carried. Move on to the next report, which is the Gill Library Hub and Plaza.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, to the development application before council today for determination. The development application places for an adaptive reuse of an existing premises in Miller Street. The application has been assessed under the Environment Planning Assessment Act and Regulation and council's planning instruments. There were a number of submissions, 8 in total, which is outlined in the report. And the report actually details against or outlines the recommendations with those submissions.
Okay, councillor, so there's a recommendation there on page 15. Councillor Peart, moving that.
1, 2, 3, 4, please.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Walker. Is there any further discussion on this development?
No, I think Councillor Mockbird's expressing the opinion very well on the A's is following up on and securing it to where it should be.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, raise your right hand.
Aye.
We need to record the names of the councillors. Mrs. Larkin. So that's councillors Beard, Mudford, Batten, Maiden, Walker, and Mockler. And those against, if I have it correct, are councillors Baker and Wrigley. Thank you, councillors. I declare that carried. We move on now.
I just want to, Mr. Mayor, probably I think we should acknowledge the work of Council's projects team in preparing that report too. I think in my time here, I've never seen a DA prepared that's got, I think, how many was it, 15 or 20 different attachments. Very comprehensive.
Okay, councillors, we'll move on to the next report, which is the long-term management of the place facility.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, this replaces the 2009 strategy and is providing direction for council into the future with collection of waste services and disposal of waste, recycling and domestic waste.
Any questions, Mr. Matheson? So what you're suggesting in the report there, I think I've seen it's 50 years.
80 years plus, sorry, basically, with above ground staging and filling. So this is basically to go out on public exhibition for community comment and come back to council with a further report.
So the mover of the recommendation is 1-3. Councillor Mockler, seconded Councillor Wrigley. There's no further discussion. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. The mayoral minute there, general manager's performance review, and I'll move that the report be noted. Is there any questions of that? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we need to move into close. We've got the quarterly budget review. And then close. So, could I have a resolution to move into closed session, Council? Councillor Walker, Councillor Mockler. We've got those.
Yeah, you can.
We normally ask, you have an opener and a seconder, and then we talk about it instead of just opening and talking about it.
Yeah.
Can I just ask why that was different today?
Well, I followed very closely the code of meeting practice conduct, where normally the rules say you can't speak on a subject until it's moved.
And seconded.
So I had a mover and a seconder.
I seconded.
Not until it's spoken
of.
No,
before.
No, before. Okay.
Yeah. I was just going to talk about it, that's all, that was all. And I didn't get a chance, so I'll let it go.
Well, I will admit, I was a bit disappointed that two people voted against it, but offered no comment when I invited comments.
Oh, well, I've talked to the media and I've talked to the public, so I didn't need anything to say to me.
Okay, right, okay. So media and the public can't make the decisions, Councillor Baker.
I didn't say that, so.
I did. And this afternoon, councillors, along with Emily.
Yes.
Alex is here. She's currently working, I believe, for the ABC. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome. Okay, councillors, we're now looking at the quarterly budget review for the 30th of June. And there's a number of opportunities there, if you like, for council to move some money around, for the want of a better term. So we do know, if we go right to the guts of it on page 44, we note the water general fund has a surplus of $1.2 million.
That's enough.
I think we're in a position to make a formal recommendation on the disbursement of that.
Yes.
Thanks, Councillor. So is someone going to say the words?
Yeah, I'll move that we allocate, was it 1 point?
It's a million for...
125 Allen, in total.
Yeah, 1.2.
1.2?
Yeah.
Two.
A million to local roads.
A million to local roads.
Yep. And 200,000 to the CHC.
CHC project.
Project.
Mr. Mayor, is that just...
transfer from around the region?
Yeah, we're just going to do that as I went through the...
Oh, right, okay.
Through this. Yeah, you probably didn't find a seconder before you had any discussion on that too.
Yeah, well, we haven't finished yet.
Okay.
I wanted to go through all the funds.
Right, okay.
So that's general fund.
That's a general fund.
Arana Living.
Intention was to allocate...
surplus of 863,000. We allocate 750.
Towards the CHC project.
The CHC. Yep. Carl Ginder and Villa, we don't touch.
No.
We know Kiwi Lodge and the changing environment in respect of occupancy.
Yeah,
and Jack Candy, at this stage, we don't touch. So there's just the three movements there, councillors. What I'd also like to put on there, if someone's happy to move it, that we have a further report back to council examining the allocations in reserves at the moment, the historical allocations in reserves. That was that sheet.
Yes.
That's the view. It just listed every reserve, start of the year and end of the year.
That was distributed to all council.
It was.
Yeah, it's on the business paper. Righto, so...
does that cover what we discussed earlier then in relation to all of the funding buckets that we're going to take from to and from?
I believe so.
Yeah.
We had a fund...
after that now?
Yeah. Righto, so I need someone to move that.
Can I move that, please?
You can, Councillor Pearce. Can I have a second, please?
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor. I've got one question.
Councillor Walker, yep.
Is it local roads or is it local rural roads?
Local roads. Yeah, I say that because... no, I'll just let it sit at that local
road. Yeah, I think local roads needs to be that expansive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, is there any comments on that?
I think that's a sensible use or utilisation of... available resources, the financial resources we have, instead of just living in language.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, councillors, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Carried. Where am I now? Reports for information and notation. Statement of bank balances and the investments. And you'll see a rather living sitting there at 4.2 mil.
True, which is pretty secure too. In terms of its,
yeah, you've got to be careful though. That's
yeah.
Got some money in there. Outstanding matters from previous meetings.
I hope that Councillor Munford will solve the most long-standing outstanding action prior to the end of term.
Pigs might fly.
Councillor Mopper, the first time Mudford Road came up, when I say this time 5 years ago, when they voted to the council to take over the road state of Forest or whatever.
That's all your fault.
So it's disappointing to go on so long.
Yeah.
We just can't get anyone to take any ownership of it.
But they go, Mr. Mayor, where are they? The
Czech
Week
Department.
Who are they? Department of the National Parks and Wildlife.
Yeah.
They own the land, so it's Crown land, but they're the agency that's the manager for it. There's just no appetite for them to do anything with it, which Julie's made it a bit of a personal task to keep annoying them, and she does, because I hear her ringer. At the moment, there's no uptime of writ to the ministers. Todd, I'm not sure how long you want to keep this on the books for, other than the fact that we keep it there, noting that there's the potential for, well, keep it on the radar, I suppose.
Should we be looking at this as raising this issue with our staff member?
I think so.
Yeah, he might have a few more doors to knock on than what we've been able to crack. Okay, right, so the proceeding in brief there. I'll put the opportunity to explore the resolution to make the road be pursued with the state member.
Yeah, or the one of the MLCs or one of those boys, whatever the names are.
Sam Farrell.
Sam Farrell, that's him.
Yeah, I know Councillor Walker brought himself last time, gravel pit agreements. Is that, we're talking on an over one curve and then one of the rides, is that, could you put him back in touch with him? Like, we voted to give the rise on the royalty, so
have
they been notified? Is that where the trouble is?
That's not quite right. The resolution was for me to contact gravel pit owners and test the appetite for entering into contracts or not. Now, that particular owner has been forwarded a contract,
yeah.
And they haven't got back to me.
No.
They were very... positive in the beginning, but I haven't heard anything more.
Yeah, thanks,
Dan. Okay, development applications and the recommendations of the report be noted. So I'd like to move that way. Councillor Mudford, Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. It's now 4:35, and I declare the meeting closed.
Thank you,
councillors.
Thank you, sir.